is Phil Tapper talking about his ministry in France on, I think, July 29th, 2011 at First Presbyterian Church in Edmond, Oklahoma.
I wonder if he's good.
Good morning to everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
It's nice to be with you all again. We always look forward to being with you and sharing with you an update on how the Lord's been at work in our lives since the last time that we saw you. And I have to apologize for my wife. She had planned to be here with me this morning, but she just had to go back to Michigan from whence we just came to move her mother from one Alzheimer's unit to another. We found out her mother escaped twice in the last couple of weeks. So she had to find another facility from down here, go back up there, move her. She just moved her yesterday, and she's going to be coming back down tonight, Lord willing, and she should be here Sunday. So if you're all here Sunday, you'll get to see her on Sunday. So keep her mother in your prayers. It's not a good idea to move an Alzheimer's patient. Not a good idea. But they kind of forced us into it. Because their facility was not properly secured, they penalized us with $17 an hour babysitting, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So if you do the math, that adds up real quick. So obviously we had to find another facility. They assure us that the facility will be secured 6 to 12 months from now. They're still advertising on their phone when they put you on hold. We have a secured facility, and we're thinking, not much, you don't. So anyway, keep her mother in your prayers. That's kind of going to be a big adjustment for her. Okay, I think I've only got to, 7:30? Is that right? Oh, boy. This should be interesting. I'll give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. We need somebody to turn out the lights, if you would, please. Most of you know that we have a ministry of the university students. We've had students now from France and from 102 different countries over the last 22 years. And you all can be proud of the fact that you have been a part of our support team from the very beginning. So we are very grateful for First Presbyterian. You have been a big blessing to us, and we're very grateful. I don't make any bones about the fact that we could not be there doing what we're doing without people like you praying for us and supporting us. So we're very grateful. Especially when we go back in September, you'll understand in a minute why, but it's so important that you pray for us, especially at the beginning of September, when we're doing a massive distribution of 10,000 flyers in all the dorms and residence halls all over the university campus. Okay, I'm going to begin with something kind of unusual this morning. We ended up 27 years of homeschooling. Anybody here homeschool at all? Anybody have somebody in their family that does? Not too many. Okay. Well, we finished our 27 years homeschooling. This is our youngest one. We have 5 children altogether. For those of you who know our family, this is number 5. This is David. And so at the end of their homeschooling, we tell them that they can pick some place to go for their senior trip. They don't get to go on a big bus like the public schools do and go someplace, so we take them someplace ourselves. As a matter of fact, Sally stayed home, and just David and I, he decided he wanted to go to Paris. Well, that was legitimate. The kid was born over there, has lived there his whole life, and didn't remember ever being in Paris, so that was kind of pathetic. So he decided he wanted to go to Paris. Well, we decided we did not want to try to drive in Paris. It would be a nightmare. Worse than driving in Dallas or Houston.